This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 278 for Tuesday, February 21st. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. Ice futures canola contracts were higher Tuesday as activity resumed after the long weekend. Chart-based speculative buying was a feature as some stops were hit on the way up. Canola up 8 to over $12, the most active May contract up 10.30 at $830.60 per ton. A rally in Chicago soybeans and soy oil accounted for spillover buying interest, with a softer tone in the Canadian dollar also supportive, keeping crush margins wide. Production uncertainty for Argentina's soybean crop provided the catalyst for the gains in world oilseed markets today. After heat and dryness cut into soybean production prospects in the South American country, parts of it were hit by frost over the weekend, which may cut further into yields. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were both higher, while wheat was mostly lower. Soybeans up 21 cents in the May contract at $15.44 per bushel. Argentina's Cordoba province saw temperatures dip below freezing over the weekend, with reports of frost damage to soybeans in the region. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are making progress bringing in their soybean harvest, although at 25% complete, it is lagging last year's pace when 33% of the crop was already off the fields by now. Excessive moisture recently in parts of the country has led to delays. Corn, also underpinned by the weekend weather in Argentina, although temperatures likely weren't low enough to do much damage to the crop. The March corn the May corn contract up 3 cents at $6.80 and a half per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of just over 600,000 tons were up slightly from the previous week, but year-to-date corn exports are running behind last year's pace. Wheat, it is lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 5 cents in the May contract at $9.24 per bushel. Kansas City down 2 cents in the May contract at $8.93 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 13 cents in the May contract at $7.62 per bushel. Forecast calling for much-needed precipitation across parts of the dry eastern corn belt pressured values as winter wheat crops need the moisture. However, the driest regions of the southern plains will likely miss out on most of the snow and rain. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of 373,000 tons were off both the week-ago and year-ago pace. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine does remain a feature in the background of the wheat market as it nears its one-year anniversary. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.